Are you ready for your glow up era? We are entering a new level on season 3 of the Soulful Coach podcast. So pull up a chair and let's get cozy as we dive into weekly episodes. We'll be talking all things money, manifestation, motherhood, of course, human design, and entrepreneurship. Join myself and special guests as we enter the most empowered, confident, and abundant era ever. Let's glow up together, baby. Welcome back to the Soulful Coach podcast. And today we have Kristen joining us. I'm so excited to have Kristen on the podcast. So Kristen, you want to do a little intro for us and get the audience to know all about you?
Hi, I'm so excited to be here. Okay, so you typically will find me as Intergalactic Goddess on Instagram or Facebook. And a little bit about me. So my profession is quantum healing, all about the energy work, the behind the scenes, the mental, emotional, spiritual reprogramming with the soul, soul coding. So a lot of time I work with people, the issues that they come to me with, whether it's like pain in their body or like constant depression, confusion in life, those are like the biggest ones, relationship issues. We end up like rerouting it back to completely something you didn't even know what was related. So I'm basically backtracking what's going on in the soul, where are you not aligned, and helping you bridge that together. It's so fast. Like even just talking about right now, my body lights up. It's so fun. You know, there's an element as well where I'm channeling your higher self, your spirit guides, sometimes extraterrestrials, and even ancestors, loved ones that passed. So I think the intergalactic goddess really comes from because there's so many variations of me that come through. And I changed my name back in July when that really became so obvious, and I really just wanted to embody that more. Mm-hmm. So I get really passionate about talking about it. I really love teaching people how to also be intuitive themselves. So usually in a session with me, I'm going to show you how you actually already knew this information. You just weren't ready and willing to receive it. So I'm like also teaching and healing at the same time. So yeah. And also I'm a mother of a baby. Well, she's a toddler. She's 22 months now. Mm-hmm. And entrepreneurship and motherhood is like crazy, but it's like the best thing in the entire world. I've never been so productive in my entire life.
Yes.
have a fiance. We've been together 17 years now.
Amazing.
Yeah. That's what's been me.
Yeah. I feel like your name, like for your Instagram account, really embodies who you are. So I remember the first time I met you, I was like, okay, like we're gonna be friends. Like even before the call, we were talking about like the energy and just the vibes of like what's happening, where we're going, and I feel like totally aligned with that. So I'm always excited for today. So you've been through probably a journey and some things in your life. So was there like a pivotal moment in your life where you really started to lean into this piece, and I'm gonna call it like the woo-woo world, where it was like, okay, this is like my transformation?
Oh, I love this question. Oh gosh. There's a couple pivotal moments, but maybe the biggest one. Okay. So my journey started in network marketing 6 years ago. So I kind of say I've been in business for 6 years, but it's evolved into this whole thing. Hmm. It took me a while to realize network marketing wasn't where I wanted to be. And the first bridge I saw, because I always wanted to be an entrepreneur, was like, okay, well, I want to be a coach. And so the moment I started coaching, I immediately started working with chakras. Like when I talked to people, I was like, oh, there's something going on with your chakras. And I'm like, I had no training, no experience, mm-hmm. nothing. And I'm like, just starting to piece things together with the chakras. Mm-hmm. So I was like, there's something about this energy world. And I had like a coach for myself who was helping me like healing and things. So I was kind of learning from her about energy. Mm-hmm. And then it just kind of took off. And then, you know, next thing I wanted to learn Reiki. And then the moment I put my Reiki out there, people wanted it. And I was like, there's something here. Mm-hmm. And I started running programs where I would bring in quantum healers. I was like, when I was helping women, like with confidence more so, was kind of my skill. I was like helping women feel more confident within themselves. I would bring in quantum healers. And I was just so fascinated by them. I'm like, I think I can do this. So then I just leaned into it more. I joined programs. I did trainings. And a lot of it is like almost like a remembering of who I was. And then also kind of like trainings of like how to work with people here on Earth. So yeah, like literally from the moment stepping into coaching, it's like the downloads started to come in as I started to leave network marketing.
Mm. Was there like a one-time thing or something like major that happened in your life that you were like that switch went off? Because like I know it happened for me, but everyone has their own journey.
Yeah. Like a spiritual awakening more so.
I
definitely had a pivotal spiritual awakening. I remember the moment I was sitting at home. I went through the deepest depression out of complete nowhere. This was the end of 2019, the brink of 2020, the biggest depression. And I remember just sitting on the couch. I had a little foster dog with me. And because I didn't work, I didn't have anything, had no zest for life. And I was sitting there and I was watching a show called Transcendence, of course. And I was just watching this and I loved the information. And then all of a sudden I had this huge download wave. Like you could feel it as like full body tingles coming from the top of your head to your whole body. And I just looked at my foster dog and I'm like, everything has happened for me and not to me. And I'm literally a soul in a human body. And I could feel my guides hugging me. And I remember I had a chat with a group of friends and I voice noted them immediately, bawling my eyes out. Guys, I had this big download. Oh my gosh. Like I'm not even human. And I don't even know what I ranted off. I wanted it to be recorded. I wanted it to be this thing that people experienced live. It was right in the moment. And yeah, that life just changed. And I remember when like, it was like COVID, then COVID hit, you know what I mean? It was just like, okay, good. Everyone's going to kind of go through a similar thing. Because mine was just before like that COVID experience.
Yeah, so yours was a little bit different than what some people went through.
Yeah. So yeah, I would love to hear about yours. I want to hear.
Mine is like the spiritual awakening. Also, I think through COVID as well, which I feel like a lot of people had that, but I just had a like aha moment. And it kind of came through like with my separation where I just was, I always was like, I wanted to kind of be more open, be more spiritually open, but I kind of had something similar to you where it wasn't like depression, but it was, I had like kind of insomnia for a year. I wasn't sleeping. I was very not myself, but also I think the relationship energetically was really draining me and I couldn't really show up as that person. And it was crazy because I was never the person to believe in the signs or the universe. And so many things were like, I would see something or read something or I hear something or a friend would say something. And it was like, literally the whole world was telling me to like, leave this relationship. Then my body started rejecting it. So I got, like I had a record of like 21 migraines in a month. I had panic attacks. I never had panic attacks in my life. And I remember reading something and it was like, sometimes your body rejects when your mind and your heart like aren't there yet. And I thought, oh, okay. And then I had a friend say something. And then I took this course about manifestation that following year. That following year in January. And I was like, oh, I'm going to like manifest all these things in my business. And everything she kept saying what would go back to the relationship. And I was like, oh my God, like, I don't know how else to not move forward. So yeah, it was like this moment where I think I just like decided to like break down a lot of walls, do a lot of like scary things, but it opened me up. And I remember writing on my vision board that year being like, I want to be more spiritually open. I went to a retreat that following summer, did some like wild breath work where I was like, I feel like I birthed out a new version.
Oh yeah.
And I remember like pulling a card and they're like, oh, you have fertility card. And I was like, oh, I don't want another baby. And they're like, no, like birth a new idea, a new version of you. And I let so much out then. And yeah, I just feel like that was kind of my steps. I'm also in training and doing like Reiki as well. So I feel like when you spoke to that, I was like, I never was that, or maybe I was just blocked off from it. But now the intuitive hits that come, I'm like, ooh, like I can't not feel it, see it or say it. So it was pretty wild.
Oh, that's just amazing. Yeah. I love like Reiki is such a really great first step. Like it'll teach you so much about energy and the information I feel like that comes through Reiki training is just like, you're going to start seeing things so differently.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa, like everyone should be doing it. And I am hearing more and more people doing it, which is so fun.
I know. And it was funny because like, I thought more so I was going to do it for myself because I host retreats. Uh-huh. But then there was like similar to what you said, people had been asking or that, but just using it for like myself and my son. And now my son will be like, take the bad energy out of me. And I'm like, oh, like it's such like a nice 360 circle moment, you know? where it's like you're doing the good, but also like the people around you see that as well. So
isn't that like just fascinating? Like we have so much power. We really do.
Yeah.
We can do these things ourselves.
Yeah. Okay. So I think for some people that may not even know what quantum healing is, like how would you describe it or explain it? Maybe for someone who has like no idea at all.
Yeah. So it's working with the four main bodies, the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. So I'm looking at all these different areas and how they interact with each other, which one's affecting one or the other. So it's almost like working just with the invisible fields. Like sometimes it might show through your physical body, through your posture, just the way you present yourself, how you talk. So I'm looking at those things, and basically how I see it is like a coding. Mm-hmm. You're holding these codes, and they immediately connect with another piece of your body, which can help us find cords and contracts, which are the bridge to the soul. So are you familiar with pre-birth planning? Like
no, but soul contracts? I love learning about all the things. So
okay. So before we come to this planet, we had a whole plan of who we're going to work with, who's in our relationship, where we went to school, all the things. We had this whole plan. And then we also have karma. So karma from past lives. So what's happening is now you are full of cords. You're energetically full of all these cords.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how you get locked into certain things. You get locked in unhealthy relationships because you just have these strong cords of who you think you're supposed to be with. And usually part of what your mission is how to break free from that cord, how to choose another path. Mm-hmm. So we do need people with these other mindsets, people who understand energy, Reiki, quantum healing, different ways of looking at things so they can help those people see things differently. Like you don't have to stay in this relationship. Like a lot of people will say, like, this is just it. I'm just trapped here. This is how life has to be. This is how money has to be in life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really just a strong cord in your field. So I see them as like these sort of like luminescent ropes or strings connected within the body.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting though. Like I use a lot of my psychic senses, and the one that's the strongest for me is the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So there isn't usually a ton of imagery that comes with it for me. So you'll say something to me and I'll be like, oh, there's a cord connected to your father. And I'll find out that their father left them at like 4 years old. So they have this like deep resentment that they had no idea they were still holding.
Mm-hmm.
So I just follow that information and I work with your spirit team to see if I can go ahead and help to cut this cord, release this cord for them, or if there's any information they need to know in order to do so. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So yeah, like it's really so complex in the different areas that we can go through. So I'm trying to find the best way to make it most simple.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the time I'm going to hear, it's like when you speak to me, I'm already starting to notice where you hold resistance in your life, where you feel you're not aligned, where you're just stuck, like just through the voice. It's really interesting. It's like all of a sudden you start speaking all of your life's energy to me. And I see it come into this little ball. And I'm like, okay, we got to look at what area is going to be the most impactful for you. And the really, really, really cool thing is the people that I meant to help only come to me. I never have people show up to me who isn't ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also get presented with the exact information that you are ready to move through.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no doubts whenever I go into session with someone.
Yeah, I love that. I also feel the cutting the cord piece, that was something that I learned through Reiki as well, where it was really like a pivotal moment where I did cut the cord to that partner. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize sometimes we are holding on to that like resentment or that block or that resistance. And it was like such a freeing moment, but I didn't realize how much you're right. It like you keep it inside. For those that are beginners into quantum healing, what are things that they could start doing? Maybe if they're not ready to just work with you just yet, but to help them along on their journey. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Get really clear on what you want. What do you want in your life right now in this moment with what you already have? What are you really desiring? Get that really, really clear.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to get so clear in a way that if the universe completely had your back and no one was offended by what you desired, what would that be? I think that's like the first step. And then what you're going to do from there is you're going to start journaling on any limiting beliefs or things that have you thinking you're not worthy or deserving or capable of achieving those things.
Yeah.
You're going to start quantum healing yourself.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love how you just even just got into like the mode and like the energetics piece too.
Yeah.
Like that's so important. I mean, and I mean, you probably have to do that with your work as well.
I just love it. It's like, it's just who I am. It's so fun.
You're like, I can't not
It's
show
like,
up this way.
oh, like get into that body, like get into yourself. You know what I mean? Like immediately
Yeah.
pull back. I want you to see the universe within you. It's like I can start seeing like the stars and the cells and everything moving within me. What are they saying and speaking? The more you get clear on what you want, but like that's the first piece I see is like people who are experiencing any sort of illness or negativity in their life is because they're not honest with themselves. And really, it's because they're afraid of offending whoever is in their life currently. They don't want to upset them, so it's a people-pleasing energy. But you just have to be a truth with yourself first. Yeah.
Yeah,
Which
that's a
you probably agree and you notice. Like
yeah. It was actually funny. I had a podcast episode with a psychotherapist a couple weeks ago, and there was just something that came up, and I'm like, now I just because I've been in therapy for 5 years now, and when someone says something or does something, I'm like, we have so much like we all need to do our own healing, but it's just like some
Right.
rejections I see now, and I don't take it personally. Like I don't get offended or don't get triggered as much as I used to. Still working through some things, but it's
Yeah.
very clear now when you're like, ooh, that person like needs to do a little bit of, self-love in a sense, in a
Yeah.
nice way, right? Or instead of being like
Yeah.
a
You can have
therapist.
a little bit more compassion for them, right? You're like, oh, it's just because they're kind of stuck in here. Like, they didn't do 5 years of therapy. Like, imagine if they did.
So I'm
Yeah.
curious. I know we have a lot of changes right now with like the eclipse. I know certain signs have left this like 15-year Mercury retrograde, which I'm like all for at least up levels. I'm curious, like, if you have any suggestions for like what's happening or how we can, or sometimes we can feel heavy in these moments too.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good question. There is two big wave like spectrums. There's people that are like elevating really, really high right now because they've done the work, they've cleared the energy, their bodies are really light, so you can receive this powerful new frequency coming in. And then there's the people who haven't done any work and they're a little bit more denser. They don't know who they are. It's going to feel really heavy. And that's kind of more of where the collapse and the chaos might feel that it's happening. The best thing you can do is completely surrender to either both, like to both. Where can you allow yourself not to like force everything? The best thing I can give as like a tool is, are you familiar with David Hawkins' levels of consciousness?
Yes.
Okay, so that scale, like even just looking at that scale, because in the middle he's got the courage, and above courage, that's the power pieces, love, acceptance, neutrality, reasoning, and peace, love, joy. And on the bottom, we've got guilt, shame, grief, even desires in there. And the reason why desire is there is because when you desire something so strongly, like you just desire it, it's really paying attention to the lack of it. It's a little bit of a lower energy where courage, the moment you jump into courage, it's because you're willing now to do the thing to get what you want. So different, puts you into power. So if you can help yourself get out of those lower states of energy, which are considered force, that's where things start to feel like, oh, it's not working. I can't control it. I can't do that. That's this energy is going to hit you really fucking hard in the face. So yeah, I would look at those pieces, and I feel like that's the most tangible tool I can give somebody.
Yeah,
You can Google it online.
I think even just the like I'm working through a couple things with my mastermind clients, and we kind of touched on that, and we kind of are doing some shadow work this past week, and sometimes it's this uncomfortable work too that some people may not want to do, but for you to hit that like next level, like can you speak to that too, where it's like you kind of have to do that uncomfortable
Yeah.
hit that next level.
Yeah. So I will say, I'm definitely someone who focuses more on the high vibrational piece, where I don't always say we have to do shadow work. It may come as a byproduct. So I don't do a lot of deep shadow work per se, because what I understand is the more what you focus on expands. So
For
we're
sure.
just going to help you shift into the beliefs of like reaching for a higher perspective. But what tends to happen is stars are born through collapse. So shit does have to collapse in your life. There's a way to just surrender and let it happen and see the other side. So when you When you start to focus on the higher vibrational piece, you start to let things fall a little bit easier. So I will definitely agree with you. There is a little bit of chaos and collapse and shadows that are going to come forth to
Yeah,
create space
for sure.
for you to
Yeah.
do so. You're stepping into a new, you're transforming. You have to
Yeah.
see things in a different way versus seeing things as good and bad. You are now going to see things as all one.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And like that is my goal too with the clients is to focus on the abundance and kind of release that scarcity mindset. But I think sometimes when we're trying to hit a certain spot, we keep going back to that like one mindset. And I was like, if we can just release that one block, that one shadow, you can like, I don't know, hit that next level where it's like doing that work. But I agree with you, not focus on that 100%.
It's like that you're building a muscle, right? So you're like two step forward, one step back, two step forward, one step back. And how can you be more brave? How can you be more courageous? Like, okay, this old thought's coming in, this old shadow thought. Okay, where can I be more brave? Could be like the next, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So within your work, how could current business owners kind of bring this practice into their work? I know you talked about a couple of things, but I think sometimes as business owners, we take on like another level load that's like sitting on our shoulders.
So, how can they like use quantum healing
Yeah,
or
what's something they could like a practice they could bring into the work,
bring
their
into their
current
work?
work?
Yeah, okay. What could you bring in? I'm trying to think what would be like the most pivotal expansive. And do you mean just for yourself or for clients?
I mean, it could be both because I think
Yeah.
sometimes we can
Yeah.
explain things to our clients, but I think usually with the business owner, they start with themselves too. But yeah, I think if you have tips for both, I mean,
Yeah.
lovely.
I think the channeled state is the most powerful state. And would you say when you're on fire and you're inspired, do you feel like information just channels through you?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And like, are you coming inward?
Yeah, and
Like
I feel like the things that come through, I'm like, I don't know where that came from. I don't think I would have been able to receive that download if I wasn't in that state or that like energy. Like sometimes people will say to me, like, your energy is here, but I'm like, but it's not always. It's like when I'm in that space. And then I
Yeah.
think it's kind of a domino effect. More just keeps coming in and flowing. And I'm like,
I think that's
this
amazing.
feels really fucking good.
I totally know what you mean. Like, I'll look back at some content I created and I'm like, I don't even remember doing it. And that's how you know it's like definitely channeled through.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I would say is really just like embodying your higher self all day, every day. So the way that I look at it is like I have to hold up such a high level of confidence and assurance because I'm bringing my people up with me. And even if I'm like, oh, I'm a little bit unconfident about this piece, I'm like, well, what's the energy of confidence? Okay, it's this. Who would that person be? So I just tap into it. I'm always like tapping in to that next level version of me. Well, what is the higher perspective? And then channel that through. So for me, like you're witnessing, like I literally close my eyes. I bring all of my energy in so that it's not projected out, bringing in into my heart and into my core. And then I speak through that versus what my mental thought is thinking, like how do I logically understand this? And this is how I never need to do any prep work, post work, or anything. All of my programs and everything are basically channeled intuitively because that's just how I do it. That's where I want it to be. There, I have created courses and things like that with live elements. But I do think we carry so much power within us that we don't have to have everything sort of planned and perfected before it gets launched out of there. Yeah.
Well, I feel like I'm kind of similar to that. I'll plan out some pieces, but then it's like then you have that intuitive download or that who intuitive hit, or someone will say something and you're like, you know what, let's go this direction instead, because sometimes they need that support instead of here's your checklist, which I'm not a big fan of. I'm like, what do you think?
Yes.
Because I have that sixth sense feeling as well, and it's sometimes there's something, a message they need to hear, like something they need to embody, and it's completely different than what you may have planned, you know?
Yeah, it's like that full trust that you know you're gonna bring the right information at the right time to the right people. How powerful is
Yeah, no, it is really the next level because
that?
I've been on calls and I think sometimes like, okay, I'm just literally going into it and to someone else, it would look like I'm winging it. But as soon as we get on, I'm like, okay, let's do this, let's do this. And they were like, that was such a fire call. And I'm like, all right, that's where the energy's at. And then it's that
Yes.
level. So it's really interesting how to like kind of just empower that piece.
Yes.
So as a mother and business owner, are there practices you use at your home with your partner or your daughter to kind of also support your energetic field, or even just staying in that, like you talked about, like that high energy.
Yeah. You know, it's pretty chaotic. I'm not gonna lie. So this is where I'm always checking in. I'm like, okay, well, why is it chaotic? Okay. And it's because either one of my needs haven't been met, or I have a just an insane to-do list and I haven't had a moment to look at it. So I guess it's like this constant checking in with myself. I'm like, okay. And this is kind of how you prevent any sort of like outbursts or lash outs or, hate on my husband for not doing something. But I'm always checking in with me. I'm like, oh, what do I actually need? So I always do what I need. If it's I need to go to dance class, or if I need to go see my friends for a little bit, like I make it happen. And then I immediately come back fully fueled. My life force is lifted up.
I
Because
love
most of the
that.
time it really is like your life force just really being drained.
It's
So
like you're going to keep filling up your cup so that it's overfull to share with others, because it can be the opposite sometimes for women and mothers, as they're like, oh, I'm feeling so down, and then they can blame and do that. But I did that as well, similar to you, and it's like doing the more of the self-care, but then it can be portrayed as like selfish to others. But I think,
Yeah.
why not be on that energetic high to
Be
spread that
selfish.
around, right? Instead of the opposite.
Yeah, reprogram that whole selfish idea, right? I think we're learning to step out of that. Like even when I hear the generations above us just being like, you guys always want to do things for yourself. And I'm like, yeah, because that's how we take care of the whole family and everything that goes on. And that's like, you know what I mean? Like that's kind of why the older generation is a little bit more sicker and moving through these different illnesses, because they just depleted themselves.
It's
And
true.
I know it comes from a place of love, but it just really wasn't a full service.
I think too, like they're productivity was seen as like, okay, you get a gold star,
Yeah.
you do this. Because even I'm referring to like some generations in my family where it was always they were doing so much, but as a woman, they weren't, like you said, like they didn't check in and say, what did I actually need? They were worried on the laundry, the dishes, the dinner, the kids, but what about
Yeah.
themselves? Which I think a lot of mothers still do to this day, which is,
Yeah.
it's very sad. But yeah.
I know. And I'm always like, because I'll get caught up in that too. And then I'm like, wait, do me and Trinity just need to like be still for a little bit? Like, I want to show her that we don't have to be doing things all the time. And then at the same time, I want to show her we want to take care of her things. So I'm showing her a bit of both. And I'm always like looking at her, I'm like, what does she need right now? What do I? It's like a constant check-in, because with the ever-changing stages, and it's really hard to keep a routine
For
at
sure.
this moment.
I feel like you get a good routine and then they hit some next
Yeah.
level in their own like small life, and I'm like, all right, this is something new.
Yeah. Like, what'll happen?
Do you feel that there's any practices you do with your partner? I know you talked about like the check-in for yourself, but is there any like that help the two of you?
My partner's slowly becoming more open. You
Love
know what? He actually asked me for some advice yesterday. I was like, whoa.
that.
Because I feel like I've cracked the code on like never getting sick anymore. And he got sick twice, and me and Trinity did it. And now he's actually asking me about it. So I'm like, okay. It's really funny. If I were to say, because of his resistance in that, I lean back and I observe him, and when he's ready, I let him ask me.
I love that.
There are some moments where I'm just like, I just want to like blast him in the face and be like, if you just knew all this information. But I do have to step back, and I find that's way more powerful in letting him.
Well, I think that too in itself is so big, because so many times we want to change people or force things, or why aren't you doing it my way? And that's one thing that I've learned through healing and therapy, is that everyone has their own way and it's actually okay. And
Yes.
but I can relate to like the sickness piece too, not being sick. I feel I also, like, knock on wood, never feel like I get sick, and then other people all around me are sick, and I'm just like, I don't know, I think it's an energetic thing, and
Yes.
taking care of yourself. I make sure I'm at the gym and eating and doing the right things. But sometimes, I don't know if you want to expand on it more. I'm sure you do other things that maybe I not talked about.
Yeah, what I see the most is the connection between nervous system and your life force energy. So if your nervous system just impacted, you're just stressed, there's so much going on, you don't even know the mental overload. Also in combination with not being authentic with yourself. So if you're just like, you really want something, you want to create something, but you're just not letting yourself do it, that's going to just cause so much friction within your nervous system and then deplete your life force. So just think of like how that would even look, like a intense nervous system with a low life force, you're just going to get sick all the time. And so when I had this breakthrough moment, I actually had a really powerful conversation with a friend, Brianna. She's actually going to be on my podcast. She just presented to me the idea that it was like to do with Trinity. I was saying something to Trinity. I said, you know, I'm sorry, Trinity, mommy has to go to work today. I'm sorry, I can't go to the park with you. But there was a bit of a lie in that. And the lie was, mommy has really big dreams and goals. And I'm really excited about what I get to do today. And I'm sorry, I can't be there at the park.
Yeah. But I feel like it's probably not an apology because you probably love what you do, because I feel people in this
Exactly.
world, they usually do. Like, that's how I feel too.
And for some reason, I felt the need to feel guilty about loving what I do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just had that massive shift. And ever since, me and her haven't gotten sick. It's only been 1 to 2 months because we were on a crazy trajectory of like every 2 weeks since like October.
Yeah.
So anyways, that was like a big pivotal moment. And then I think because of all the supplements and stuff I take too, the celery juice, I was able to now take in the full nutrients of them, where before I was taking all the supplements and doing all the things, but my nervous system was still in shock.
Yeah.
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 It won't work if your nervous system's in shock.
That's
You can
true.
take every supplement in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like there's so many like pieces in this. So what is one practice that you do now that you wish you would have done earlier? Maybe you can let someone know about it if you have a secret one.
One that I do now that I wish I did sooner. That's a tough question. I'm always constantly clearing energy.
Or maybe one that you recommend that is like, you all need to do this.
Yeah. Talk to your body. Like, oh my God, I'm like, I literally just got this book by Sylvia Brown. And I didn't even know really what it was going to be about. I just randomly picked up the library. And she talks about quantum healing and how you can literally just talk to your body, talk to your cells, and just say, like, body, release this, body, heal this. And, like, you can literally shift the chemical makeup of your body. So what you can do, just if you're new with this, is literally just start with the emotions. Your body, release feelings of insecurity, doubt, uncertainty, anger, whatever it is you're feeling in the moment, and then take a deep breath out through your mouth. And you can like visualize the energy coming out through your breath or like literally being pulled out of your body. Do that 3 times. Do that throughout the day. And I love that technique just because it's so quick and it's on the whim. I do it in the car, I do it wherever I am. And once you start to witness that actually working for you, this is the cool thing. Many, many years ago, I read The Emotion Code. Are you familiar with Emotion
No,
Code?
I didn't hear that. But I'm gonna be like writing all these books down there to check and stuff. I'm like, I love all this stuff.
It's so cool, right?
Yeah.
Years ago, back in 2020, when I read The Emotion Code, he actually taught you how to do that similar technique. And I remember releasing energy from my knee, being like, I'm just gonna play around with this. I'm in my bedroom at night journaling. What was working? I was like, the pain in my knee was going away, and I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. So I just started playing
like,
with
I did some magic.
And over, And then this is like really how quantum healing started to come into play. Because I have such a desire to help people physically shift their cells. Like I talk about my clients reverse aging all the time, because they'll come back to me looking younger because your cells are just, you know, they're revitalizing from the release. And you know, there's this medical intuitive side that I love to bring. Like, I'm going to help scan your organ systems and help you. What's really going on there? What are you holding in the stories in there? It is a hard one. I don't fully put out in the open because there's legalities in play. Like, I can't actually say I'm going to heal anyone from cancer.
For sure.
But things happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just really fascinated with that piece. So you can literally talk to your body. Like, literally, body, release this. And I would start with emotions. And once you start to see that happening, you're going to be like, whoa, you're going to want to do the next thing.
I feel like I'm going to do this after. I'm going to be like sitting there
like
these things.
Oh, there's another book I'm reading to add. Parallel Universes of Self.
Okay.
This one's blowing my mind. And it was saying, like, if you cut yourself and you see, like, the cut, if you immediately go to cut next to it, but not cutting your finger again, you will literally collapse that timeline and the cut will be gone.
Really?
I don't know how to fully put that together, but I was like really fascinated. I'm like, okay, so the next time someone gets hurt, I'm going to see if I can, like, it's like tapping into the parallel timeline in real time.
That's so cool.
Freaking crazy wild. It was teaching you how to be like telekinetic, all the different things. And I was like, whoa.
I love that. I love all this stuff. I do have a question that I did see on, like, you were talking about on socials, and I actually just thought of it just now. You're talking about your body's just changed, like, with, like, physically, and I'm not sure how that changed, but I remember you showing a picture between now and then, and I was like, okay, I gotta chat with you about this.
With my weight?
Yeah.
With my weight.
Yeah.
So, and that's a whole other topic, sorry, but I guess it does go hand in hand with this. So I basically
was connected, like, to quantum healing, energetics.
Yeah,
I wasn't
a
sure.
1,000,000%.
Okay.
1,000,000%. So the moment I didn't know I was pregnant, but I was pregnant. And I signed up for my quantum healing training, like more of like an official training. Like, I had done other things before, but this is where I was like, I really want to hit the ground running on it. And then a week later, I found out I was pregnant. So I quantum healed myself that whole pregnancy because I was in training. We did 2 to 3 calls every week, practicing, learning. So constantly coding the body. I also was in a lot of pain. So I think divinely orchestrated. Spirit wanted me to be in so much pain so that I could do the quantum healing, because if I just felt really good, why would I even care to do it? You know what I mean? So I was constantly on this journey of figuring everything out, cleansing my body, like, huge. I lost weight during pregnancy because I just barely ate. So I think when giving birth, I was actually smaller than I was. Breastfeeding played a part. And I had basically cleansed my liver pretty well through the whole pregnancy. So because of that, my body wasn't holding the water weight or the bloat that it used to. And then I'm able to sustain it, because in the that's the physical transformation, but in the process, I released tons of cords, tons of contracts, tons of emotions over, I think, an 8-month span.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
just to give you like a simple breakdown of how that happened. So I wasn't even intentionally dieting or exercising. I was literally just listening to spirit and doing things.
That's so cool. I feel like that's such a non-traditional way for like doing something, but I think there is benefits of it too. Because, like, I do a lot of work with manifestation, and you talked about, like, saying, like, the talk, we would talk, I guess, like, almost like talk therapy, where it's, if you're telling yourself those words and those positive affirmations. And then you said a piece too, where it's like, when you're saying these things, I think too, like, your daughter would be able to hear that. And it's also, that's something for them to also embrace as well, which I think is really cool.
And I love being able to teach her that. I feel like she actually teaches me so much. Like, I feel like our children are smarter than us.
Yes.
Like, they're like
intuitive as well.
Way more intuitive. And I'm just like teaching her to keep embracing that and using it. It's so much fun.
Yeah, it is so much fun. Okay, so how can our audience connect with you online, or even maybe work with you?
Yeah, so Instagram is my main spot. So intergalactic.goddess. And you can find me there, fun reels, all the things. And then to work with me, you can book a one-on-one session, quantum healing session, $111. You can, if you're local in the area, Angus Barry area, you can see me in person. If not, we can work online through Zoom. All of my work started online for many, many years. It wasn't until the summer I started doing in person. So it's kind of cool. I thrive online. And then I'm also running an intuitive group program. So this is where I'm literally bringing to you guys how I exponentially like scaled my intuitive abilities. And this is working with people. So you're going to practice with people, real time, real experience, real feedback with a group of women.
Love that.
It's all live. It's going to be really good. So that's coming and launching in mid-April. So that speaks to you. And I've also got my membership. So this is Cosmic Collective. This is where we're really diving into prosperity and abundance this month. Completely recoding the energetics and the mental around it. I do daily audios. This is like behind the scenes of my life. Like this is, I get really intimate with the people in here that I wouldn't exactly show on my main social. And then every 2 weeks we go live with quantum healing. You can come see me one-on-one online to do quantum healing. And then today I'm actually doing our monthly galactic reading. So I'll tap into the galactic energies and see what we need to know for the month. So it's really fun. It's really jam-packed.
I love it. I feel like I need to get into your world. I've been seeing afar and I was like, hey, I need to like check something out. But I'm like, I feel like after today, I'm like, okay, we're going to figure out which will align.
So fun.
Well, thank you
so
much
much
for coming on the podcast and for everyone to get to know you. And I'll put everything in the show notes for people to connect with you because you are just, I remember the first time I met you, just such a beautiful soul inside and out. So.
I know. I felt the same. I felt the same. We like hit it off like, instantly.
I was like, so can we be best friends? And then people are usually like, how do you guys are so close? And it's just like, I don't know, just a feeling energetic.
It's a feeling. Oh my gosh. The soul connection. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Elise.
Well,
it was
thank
such
you.
An honor.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
If you loved today's episode and it truly resonated with you, please share on social media and tag me at The Soulful and Social Coach on Instagram or share a review on Apple or Spotify. As you know, coming from a small business owner, every review or testimonial means the world to us. Sharing is caring, and we will see you all next week.